This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Occasionally, okay, there's a fat girl, I don't know. And you just can't hit.
Airing every day
from noon to three.
And it does make you contemplate life as you sit there and you say, well, this is depressing. I'll go check Twitter. It's just all hatred on there. Go to Facebook. Oh, my grandma had liposuction. That's nice. Yeah, check out this. You go to Instagram, you see all the babes there. Think, man, wouldn't I love to live that life? You think about what it would be like if one of those Instagram models just accidentally swiped right on you for once. Go to Snapchat. Oh, got a new one. New notification. That's from Team Snapchat. Damn it. And happy Easter to you, too.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
So yeah, if you ask me if technology makes people lonely these days, sometimes the only interaction you get is Uber, or Uber Eats. At least you get some human interaction that way.
Just take the point. I don't want it. Just Cody wins.
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hit us with some headlines, Cam.
All right, some NFL news for you. Bruce Arians kind of mentioned it yesterday. NFL was looking into him basically hitting that safety Andrew Adams when he was trying to pull somebody off the pile. All that jazz they had going on there. Well, he has been fined by the NFL $50,000 for that. Knew they were looking into it, and yeah, I guess they did determine that they wanted to penalize him for that. I feel like mainly probably because how much they talked about on the broadcast. I feel like if they wouldn't have mentioned it, this wouldn't have been as big of a deal. But I think the fact they kind of like talked about it, and like brought attention to it on the broadcast kind of, you know, made it a bigger thing than it is. But $50,000 for him. Other NFL news. Randall Cobb is expected to play this Saturday night. After 7 weeks, he's been out with a core muscle issue, and he is supposed to be back this weekend. As you know, the Packers are supposed to be getting a bunch of people back. Bakhtiari is practicing today, and then they will see how he responds, is what they said. They were trying that with Jair and Za'Darius Smith yesterday. So Packers just slowly but surely getting more and more healthy before they, you know, head into their playoff run.
Got some breaking Tennessee football news.
Ooh. Let's go, baby.
2029, 2030.
Oh, yes.
Tennessee will play Washington, a home and home with the Washington Huskies.
Right, let's go to Seattle, baby, or wherever they are.
Seattle.
Okay, nailed it.
Is it Seattle?
Yeah.
You dubs in Seattle?
I guess. I don't know. That's just... That's what this graphic says.
The University of Washington's in Seattle?
That was
before the Volunteers will make a return trip to Seattle on September 7th in Husky Stadium.
Okay. I mean, I knew it was,
I thought it...
I would have thought it was like outside, like in a smaller town, but yeah. I guess... I mean, I don't know.
Nah, that's what they would do to like UW? Washington State.
Yeah, Washington State's like in the middle of nowhere.
is it University of Washington? Let's see.
You know, it says Seattle, yeah. I didn't realize it was in actual the city of Seattle. I thought it was like a small college town.
That is weird to me. And it's like, oh, it's downtown. It's
okay.
Like right there.
That's a pretty good home and home. So 2029, 2030.
Hey, Vol Navy. I'll throw it on the Husky calendar.
Harbor.
Which doesn't seem that crazy far away, sadly enough. God, I'm getting old. I am getting old.
That gets me really excited.
It's hard for me to get really excited about something that's like 8 years away, but...
Will it even happen?
It seems kind of crazy that we're still having to do this like 8 years away. With how quickly, like during COVID, like teams were like scheduling each other.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that you're agreeing to do this like
even,
8 years away.
Even this year, you have college basketball coaches just tweeting who wants to play Wednesday
yeah.
night.
Yeah. anybody open?
Oh, that gets me excited. I love home and homes. I mean, I enjoy like your occasional neutral site game if it's, you know, made into like an event, if it's played somewhere cool. But home and homes, I adore. I wish that we just played home and homes every single year. Even though I guess that makes an already hard schedule tougher, it's fun. And the more random, the better. Washington, very random. I love it. I'll go to Seattle in 2030, sure.
I'd be game. I'll come with.
Bet.
You want to go?
Yeah, road
Let's
trip.
Do it.
See the world.
Go ahead and lock it in. Commit right now, boys.
All right, 2030.
When can
Me
we buy
and Charlie
tickets?
Road trip into Seattle.
No matter where you are.
We'll no matter you. Where we are.
I'll be part of the road trip. It's just us.
You'll
reuniting.
Find
we'll meet up.
You'll find each other, and you'll go to the game.
Oh, that's a movie right there.
I solemnly swear.
We're gonna trademark those rights to that movie.
To follow through.
One of you guys has to be like really down your luck by the time 2030 rolls around,
or like
just for the movie.
It gets even sadder. Like one of us is dead. And, you know, like you
just traumatic events
I mean,
on the road trip.
You take
one of you guys are probably gonna have like a life threatening disease at this point. Like that's. This is like your last wish.
That's
like I gotta go see this game with my friend.
Like
and
we go pick up the ashes, like travel with the ashes cross country.
God, that's even worse. But yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, if I have ashes, pick them up. Actually, I'm getting taxidermied. But pick me up. I'll buy me a seat because I'll still need a seat.
You getting
at
like
that point.
You getting like stood up too? Like
no, I wanna be in head? Like a I wanna be in like a chair in like the dark corner of a room. So every time you come home late at night, it just looks like I'm sitting there just disappointed that you're walking in at this hour.
Apparently, human skin discolors greatly after the preservation process.
So you can't taxidermy humans?
It's illegal.
Really?
It's illegal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there goes my. I gotta change my will up.
The maker would have to be very skilled in creating an exact body replica and painting and touching up the skin tone. So yeah, like it's apparently it's something you can't do.
Yeah. Gross.
Jeez, I gotta revamp my whole game plan now.
Can I like at least get just like a hand taxidermied?
The ashes is probably the best.
Yeah, maybe
you can
my
do.
Head, just my head then.
Just like a finger.
Or at least throw me in a jar, I guess. Let me float around. Chilling. Never forget me. You always got to bring me with you.
We'll go. I promise. We'll be right. there in Seattle. All
right.
We'll live stream it all on Twitter cuz I'm sure that's how that'll still
I'm
work.
I'm sure everybody will still care.
I'll think about you both in 2030. I wonder if Charlie and Cam made it.
You'll know. You'll still be following us on Twitter, I hope.
Think Twitter will still be around 2030?
Yeah, it's...
Think it'll still be popular 8 years from now?
Things won't change.
That's a weird thing to think about.
I mean, I guess it's been around since, like, 2009?
How long did MySpace make it?
2007.
Before they died.
Not very long.
So Twitter's already got them beat. They're fine.
Well, yeah, but, like...
So, I mean, I don't know how long Facebook's going to hang around. I think they're just going to fold into, like, everything else they own, I feel like, and just kind of dissolve.
Be the metaverse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what they're hoping to do with the metaverse? Like, get everybody, like, on other platforms?
Like, I think they just want us to really all live
the
metaverse and forget
real
life.
We'll live metaverse the road trip.
Yeah. We'll drive
you
through
can,
the metaverse.
You can metaverse being in the back seat.
Okay.
I think that's how that works.
You
I'm
see those people like buying land in the metaverse? I didn't click on the article.
I haven't seen anything about the metaverse.
I have
don't.
Zero. I like. I'm vehemently against the metaverse. I don't know if I use that word right, honestly, but
I don't know. No,
I'm very against the metaverse, though. I refuse to ever take part in it as long as I live.
Do you have a Facebook?
Yeah, but I only
you're in
use
the metaverse.
It.
It's too late for you. You're already part
so.
Of it.
I think you have to enter the metaverse.
Oh.
All right, I'm tired of hearing about the metaverse. Lucia Harris, you know who that is, Charlie.
Why'd you ask me
have
that?
Have you ever heard of her? No?
The name sounds familiar.
No, it
again.
Doesn't. Lucia Harris does not sound familiar. Cam, have you ever heard of Lucia
I
Harris?
I have heard of Lucia Harris.
You have?
I heard of the name.
I'm telling you, that's
you
a
have
familiar
any clue who
sounding
she is?
Name.
Is it an actress?
No.
No.
Is it an owner?
No. She is apparently or she just died, so RIP to her, but she was apparently the only woman that was ever drafted into the NBA.
Oh, okay, okay. I did see, I saw someone said that.
Never heard of this before.
I hadn't heard that situation either.
And only woman to be drafted into the NBA died. She is from Mississippi. She died in Mississippi. She was 66 years old. And, yep, she was in her, you know, obituary, or her parents' announcement, I guess, or her kids' announcement, or her family's announcement, calls her, you know, basically a sister, mother, grandmother, Olympic medalist, and the queen of basketball.
You know why that name sounds familiar? From all my times walking around the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame around here. Every time you walk in there, I'm sure I've seen it in there.
You spend a lot of time there?
Gotta pay, you know, tribute to where
she got inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in 1999.
Yeah,
she
was inducted. She's in there.
She was enshrined in the just the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 92. She led Delta State to three straight AIAW national championships from 75 to 77.
Delta State.
Look at Delta State.
Fighting Pickles.
They said that the AIAW is the equivalent of what NCAA was for collegiate sports back then. 6'3" center. Seems a little small to play center, but I guess maybe not back in
small
the
ball
mid
center.
70s. Okay.
It was a Fighting Okra, my bad. I said Fighting Pickles, I'm wrong. It's the Delta State Fighting Okra.
Harris averaged 25.9 points and 14.5 rebounds per game while shooting 63.3% from the field. A three-time All-American. After her college career, she was drafted in the seventh round by the Utah Jazz.
Look at the
which
Jazz.
Were, at the time, the New Orleans Jazz. So I guess they were like, hey, we got to take care of our Mississippi Delta girl down here.
Yeah.
Seems like a publicity stunt, maybe? Yeah, like to draft like
they do that then, though? I feel like
a local legend. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe you're just in the seventh round and like, man, we got nobody else. Yeah,
I feel like
just
people in the 60s would have been like, oh, gross, they drafted a woman.
Yes, but it was 1977, so it was progressive.
I thought you said 60s.
No, yeah, 77. She never tried out for the Jazz because she was pregnant.
That'll do it.
She starred on the inaugural U.S. Olympic women's basketball team and made history as the first woman to score a point. She played alongside Nancy Lieberman and Pat Summitt, who went by Pat Head at the time, her maiden name. She was the first black woman to be enshrined in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. There you go. The queen of basketball. She has a documentary about her life.
That's a fun trivia question right there. Delta State, who they have in the Basketball Hall of Fame? Pretty now we know. It's
first woman. Lucia Harris.
Lucia, yeah.
Lucia Harris?
I think that's the question would be.
I might call her Lucia. I don't know. L-U-S-I-A. Yeah. I think the real question would be like, who is the only woman to ever be drafted in the NBA?
State.
The IAIW, I guess. That's also a trivia question. I didn't realize it was the equivalent of women's basketball.
Yeah, the Association for Intercollegiate Athletics for Women.
Okay. The New Orleans Jazz. Okay, there's some trivia stuff for you.
There we go, we're learning.
So Tennessee, Washington, 8 years from now at this point, and then we learned something. So pretty productive headlines, Cam. Tennis to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
You can go to hell, my dear. You probably like it better there with all them boys who thought.
All right, so we got the official breakdown, 2029. Washington comes to Neyland Stadium. Then 2030, the return trip for Tennessee to Washington. So mark your calendars, boys. 2030 is the road trip.
Put in my calendar already.
Are you happy with the results of Tennessee gets the home game first, then goes on the road, or would you rather have it the other way around? Or does it matter?
I don't think it matters. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't think it matters for me, really.
I guess I'd rather...
It kind of depends. Like, I wouldn't want to like lose the home game first, then have to go on the road next the year after that. Like, oh, geez.
That's what we're going to have to do with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather go on the road first because either way, you know, if you lose at home and then you go on the road, then it's just like, man, like we already lost the home one. But then if you win at home the first time around, then there's just like, hey, you know, there's the let's get these guys back at our place factor. Mm-hmm. But then again, like as a fan, that's probably a little bit more fun when they like don't like you. You know, when they have that bad taste in their mouth. I want the people of Seattle to hate me when me and Cam are there.
I have nothing against the good people of Seattle. But, yeah, that's fine with me. But, yeah, I would like to win if I'm there.
How old will you be in 2030, Charlie?
30.
30?
It's really easy. I just get to just.
So you're 2000?
99.
Okay.
So
8 years.
Right?
Now.
So it'd be.
You'd be 31, wouldn't
geez.
You?
I don't know. It's 20.
But you just said it was really easy.
I mean. Now I'm confused, honestly.
I mean, for me, I'm born in 90, so it is easy for me. I can just. You know,
I was born in 99. So, like, right now it's 2022.
When is your
birthday? And I'm 2020.
When is your birthday, Carly?
You're 2020?
This guy's a moron. I love that he prefaced it all by saying it's really easy for me and then just then went on to make it very, very confusing.
I start.
When is your birthday?
1999.
No, your birthday. Not birth year, your birthday.
April 26th.
Okay. Yes.
So I'll be 23. I mean, I'll be 31.
Okay.
Because.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. So I start the year the same age as the year. And then I become a different age.
Yeah.
So that's why it's easy. But it just wasn't easy then. But it normally is easy.
Okay.
So 20, 30. I'll be 30. But by the time the game comes, 31.
See, mine's easy. I'm 90 and I'm in March. So unless it's in January or February, then like I am just whatever year it is. So in 2030 for me, I will be 40. Which sounds really old at this point.
Yeah.
So let's see, you know, 2030. You got August. You think it'll be like what? September 7th? Yeah.
Did you look
up the
weekends?
Are you just confirming your age again?
Did you look up the weekends?
No, I'm
see,
looking
like,
at the weekends, so I can
probably
set
the 7th. Yeah.
I can set a reminder. I should probably set a reminder like
I don't think you should set a reminder. 2028,
maybe?
I think you'll remember. I think they'll remind you when the tickets go on sale.
Road trip with Cam.
Yeah, through the mic out.
All day.
All day? It's going to take at least all day.
It'll probably take a little bit.
Maybe remind me a week before.
Yeah.
Alert.
Head start.
Alert 1 week before. Second alert 2 days before. Yeah, we'll go
yeah
with
just
that.
We're last minute scrambling. We can pull it together in 2 days.
Yeah. Okay. That's going to come on my phone in 8 years.
Well, if we change phones, will it still be there?
I think if you back it up to the
iCloud.
Oh,
yeah. That's true. Yeah. If you put in your services, yeah.
Okay. So,
okay, I'm looking for. I'm excited for it already.
You got to start doing research.
You think the Seahawks will still be
Seattle
up there? You want
to
hit
maybe
a Seahawks
can,
game
maybe
too?
Maybe we can get a Seahawks Titans or Seahawks Falcons game.
That would be just perfect timing. It's the only stadium in the U.S. that I think sells Jones brand soda. You ever had Jones soda?
No.
It's really good.
Are they the ones that are Jersey Mike's? Is that Jones?
I don't know.
With like the alternate, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know if that's Jones.
If that's Jones, I'm out.
I didn't know any restaurants without it, so I wouldn't. I lean no, but
okay.
I'm not positive. I can't confirm nor deny. But okay, Seattle. Yeah, we'll bring our raincoats. We'll be ready.
2030. You got time to get prepared.
Oh yeah, think Fulkerson will still be playing then?
I do not think Fulkerson will still be playing. There's no real telling what the Tennessee football program will look like in 2030.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be good.
Perhaps.
Hype all year, a million, just rocking the – our offense now averages 700 points per game.
I don't think it's that far in the future. I don't think the game of football is going to be in the hundreds.
No, he just gets so efficient that, you know,
just
with all these
play
years.
Max efficiency.
Yeah. Every play is a touchdown instantly.
Defenses are just so bamboozled.
Every
Washington
game.
Cancels the home and home.
Every game takes 22 hours.
If this home and home does not happen, I'm going to be so sad. You think either team has the same head coach?
No. No.
That was aggressive.
I mean, I don't think it's – I mean, eight I think it's to naive to think that either coach is there 9 years later, 8 years later.
I wouldn't say one of them is.
How many teams in the country do you think have even had a coach now for over 9 years?
I'm going to say like five.
I mean, in all seriousness.
No,
I mean, like,
I'm going to say maybe.
I'm going to say Iowa. He's been there since like 99, yeah. Right? So, I mean, like he's been there for over 20 years.
Shout out that board bet win.
I know. That's a good one. I was really wrong on that. He got an extension and and also like basically got rid of like the – he had like a racial equality
Yeah, he got rid of that at like the middle of the night the other day.
Yeah, like he put together a group that was going to make sure that things were racially equal in Iowa, and then like right before he got the extension, apparently like one of them were like, you know what, we need to fire Kirk Ferentz and start over. He's like, you know what, this little group here is canceled. No more of your racial diversity.
Yeah,
we
got
here.
Rid of the strength coach.
Yep.
You know,
that's enough.
We won 8 games. Has Ken Nudelamoto been at Navy for 8 years yet?
Niumaioloa, as I use his name. I mean, I feel like he has been.
He's close.
I'd say he's probably close, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's one in the American.
I do think Power 5 would be drastically different, but.
Has Dabo been at Clemson 8 years yet?
Mm.
Dabo took over, I want to say, like in 09. Is that right?
So he's been there 8 years. Okay, so that's potentially two. Looking at the rest of the ACC, nope. Big 12, Mike Gundy.
He's probably been there at that point.
Has Matt Campbell been there? He's been there, like 5 years, six?
Okay, I found an article for him.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a top 10 list.
The Navy guy's been there since 07.
Okay.
Saban since 07, honestly. Troy Calhoun's still holding down the Air Force.
Is he still at Air Force now?
Yeah.
He's been holding it down since 06.
Yeah.
Pat Fitzgerald's been holding it down since 06.
Yeah. Stock still.
No, he's gone, isn't he?
Is he going to
MTSU? Yeah. He's still there?
Yeah.
Somehow.
This article was from this is 2021. My bad. I forgot it's 2022. Jeez Louise.
Well, now I'm not sure when you just
Gundy since 05.
For some reason, I thought he was gone, but maybe
not.
His
son got benched, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was. He struggled, but then he kind of bounced back. Maybe it's.
That's what I'm saying. I thought he got fired, but maybe
he should have been.
Okay, so there's a few. There's Ferentz since 98.
Gundy 05.
Patterson's gone now.
I just scrolled through every team.
Whittingham's been there since 04.
I just scrolled through every team in Division I, and I got 12.
Okay. Ohio still has
but
the same guy.
But that's my own brain, so it's probably wrong.
Okay.
Gundy.
So there's, you know, especially if you're going just 10 years, because that could put us all the way back to like 2010, 2011. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe there's like, you know, 15 or 20 coaches that have done that.
Really the thing with Kalen DeBoer at Washington is that I think he does a good enough job to get hired away from Washington. But maybe he can do just a good enough job to stay at Washington but not get hired away. That would be why he would be there.
Okay.
It was a great hire. Big fan. Love Caleb DeBoer. But if it's for Josh Heupel, history tells you no, I guess.
Yeah, just SEC-wise, it didn't.
Because everyone's chasing Saban, and then you're also going to be chasing Kirby, and it's never going to be good enough.
For Josh Heupel to be here in 2030 – which sounds absurd, but I guess it's 8 years. I mean, his contract is like six. So I guess it's not that far fetched. But like, what would he have to do? What would he have to have done to still be here? Do you have to win the East at least once or no? Like, is that gone? Like, are Tennessee fans gonna be like, you know what? We just can't catch Georgia. Like, there's no catching them.
I mean, what if you just keep going like 10-2 and only losing to Alabama and Georgia? Would you stay?
I mean, that would be such an accomplishment, but by the time you got to, like, 2027 or 2028, would you be like, okay, this is still fine, the 10-2s? Like, this is great.
No, so, I think you'd probably say no. Let's go find a guy that can elevate.
Because guys were looking at him. I mean, Kirk Ferentz, Iowa's been really good, although, like, I don't know what Iowa's aspirations are. Oklahoma State came from nothing.
Yeah.
It's not like they're ever going to do better than Mike Gundy. Like, Dabo, obviously, winning national championships. Saban, obviously, winning national championships. Whittingham has been really good at Utah, but also like oversaw them from a Group 5 to a Power 5. So, I mean, like it's not necessarily the same. Like, I don't know what Tennessee's aspirations are.
I think you'd have to win the East at least once.
You would think so, right? Yeah. To be here for 10 years, you have to win the
Even
East.
Even if you're
at least
going on 9-3, 10-2 runs every year, I think you have to have one of those breakthrough. Or
I just didn't know if Kentucky –
probably make the playoffs, honestly.
Although,
I feel like
I think you have to win the East twice.
Although, hell, who knows what winning the East even means, because we're headed for like the – the expanded with the Texas and Oklahoma and these pods, and who knows what it even means. And maybe winning the East won't really matter anyways if there's a 12-team playoff.
Yeah, if they take it to 12, I think you got to make a couple playoff appearances.
Yeah, maybe the new goal is just like, hey, finish in the top 12, because you could be doing that at 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, Tennessee's just like, yeah, we're Kentucky. It's Mark Stoops. We're going to keep him here for – and Mark Stoops has already been at Kentucky for 9 years.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, I'd miss that one on my count.
I did too.
Been there since 2012. Or, excuse me, got hired in 2012, but – first season was 2013, so has 9 football seasons under his belt.
Jeez. Okay. So it's doable.
It's doable. I guess there's a I'll give it a 20% chance.
Yeah, I just think our fan base is so impatient.
Either team has a coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. And I would say it's probably like a – I would give it like a 9% chance that Josh Heupel was the coach and probably like a 16 to 17% chance that Kalen DeBoer is still the head coach.
It seems crazy to think Tennessee would have the same coach for that many years, but who knows? People were pretty happy.
It would be nice.
People were pretty happy this year.
1 year down.
Maybe it'll be a perennial national champion, Josh Heupel.
Maybe what?
Taking on perennial national runner-up, Kalen DeBoer.
The good news is
the most anticipated home-and-home of all time.
The good news is Washington just waits. Just wait. By 2029, you will be back. You will be back at the top of the Pac-12. It'll happen. Just wait. It happened for
Time's
Pittsburgh.
Time's a flat circle, yeah.
We got Ole Miss to the Sugar Bowl. Yeah, it's fine. We got your back. Don't worry.
A road trip to see one versus two. The battle in Seattle.
Mm. There you go.
Can't wait.
Overrated, underrated, coming up after the break.
Premier Pools and Spas, the world's largest...
All right, let's get set. It's Wednesday. It's 2:30. Cam, fire up some overrated, underrated for us.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I got distracted on the music.
But let's see before we get to it. We got a rundown here. Let me go ahead and run down before you get to it with the music. All right, so here's where Tennessee is headed. 2022 at Pittsburgh.
Okay.
2023 at BYU.
Can't wait for that one.
Ooh.
2024, Oklahoma. Okay. 2025, Syracuse in Atlanta.
The 2024 Oklahoma, is that at Norman?
It just says Oklahoma, so I believe it is at.
Okay.
I believe it is home.
We missed the at Oklahoma with COVID, I guess. Yeah.
2026 at Nebraska.
Oh.
I'm actually kind of into that.
We scheduled that like 10 years ago.
Just like this, I guess. But I'm actually into the Nebraska game in 2026. Like, it might be hard to get tickets just because, like, they always talk about their damn sellouts and everything.
They
give
them away.
That's a venue I wouldn't mind seeing. 2027 Nebraska comes here. 2028, for some godforsaken reason, we're playing West Virginia and Charlotte again. I guess we got to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of that game. And then 29 and 30, Washington. So there's your next basically 10 years.
We're filling out the schedule.
That gets me going. Like, that just gets me going.
You got problems. Focus on the Titans. We're trying to win a damn Super
Bowl. I'm trying not to focus on the Titans. My life is miserable only focusing on the Titans right now.
We're only 3 days away from the game. Try to focus on the damn Titans.
At BYU, you know how much fun that's going to be? I'm going to drink so much milk.
I don't.
Milk is my favorite drink. I'll be with my people.
Milk's not good for you.
Milk is your favorite drink.
Yeah.
What are you, the McDoyles from Always Sunny? You just walk around drinking milk?
No, I drink like too much milk, probably unhealthy amounts of milk.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
All right. Cam, hit the music. I don't want to hear about Charlie and his milk anymore.
I didn't really want to talk about it, so.
Overrated. Very overrated. It's overrated. Overrated, my friend. Overrated. I want to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. Y'all ready for some overrated, underrated?
Yes.
Okay. First up we have watching your sports team with friends that aren't fans of your sports team.
This is one of the worst things in the world. The only thing worse than this is like betting on sports with your friends who aren't betting with you. That then start rooting against you and then you ruin their friendship and you hate them and never want to talk to them ever again. If you aren't rooting for my team, I don't need to be around you. This is why I typically don't like going out to watch my team in big games with people in general. But I'll do it like watch parties if I'm in a room full of like Tennessee fans, then sure. Although one of the most depressing things was being all together to watch us lose to Purdue. Everyone together, just miserable. But no, if you're there together and you're not rooting for my team, that either means you're rooting against me or just not caring. I think ultimately most people probably root against you, though. I do feel like that. I feel like I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I feel like most humans typically like seeing other people miserable.
I think that's right, yeah.
I typically want to see people upset. So if you're in a room watching a guy really like pouring into the Titans, you're probably going to sit there and you're probably going to root against him because you want him to be upset like you are. You might pretend like you're rooting for him, Troy, but deep down you're hoping he misses his parlay. You're hoping he loses his bet. You're hoping he learns a lesson that sports ball is stupid, as they call it. No. I want to watch the game by myself or with other diehards.
That did definitely happen to me last year for the Hawks-Knicks. The first one we won in New York, I was just watching the bar – watching the game at the bar by myself. Like, I'm at my own table. I'm away from everybody else. I'm watching my TV. And this just group of guys just started actively, like, cheering on the Knicks. And they had no correlation to the Knicks at all. They just saw me over there in my corner doing my thing. And like, oh, let's root against –
I would have fought every one of them.
No, I was just going to let my team do the talking. And they did.
I do
Trey had me.
I do feel like you have to beat their ass, Cam.
Trey, yeah, I would have fought.
Okay, I can go back and do that if I need to. But
you can't. You missed the chance. They punked you out.
They didn't. I was still my team won. I was the real winner that day.
Yeah, but they alphaed you.
I didn't let it bother me. I just sat there and kept watching my team. I think if I fight them, it's me letting it bother me.
You remember it a year later from now. It bothered you,
obviously. Because then I was just like, all right, team, go win just to show these guys. But they picked the wrong side.
Anyway, I'm not sure what this is rated in the first place. But no matter what it's rated, it's still overrated because watching games with other people is one of my least favorite things on the planet.
Yeah.
Like,
I like being at the game.
I like being at the game. But if I'm watching a game, I want to be alone. Even if it's my own fans, I still don't really enjoy watching it with most of them because a lot of fans of the teams I root for, I guess, just annoy me with knowledge and lack thereof.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Like, it ruins friendships. I have ruined friendships watching a Tennessee basketball game with, like, these girls that my roommates were casually friends with. Like, they came over, and I told my roommate, I was like, no one's coming over for this game. We're watching alone. It's a big game. They came over. Ruins friendships. I was mean to them. I don't regret being mean to them. I hate watching games with other people, especially when they're not rooting for your team. Sports make me violent.
Yeah. I just don't like negative energy, Charlie.
I need positive energy. Like,
I don't like negative energy.
I don't know, even like just being around your own fans. Sometimes they're just
– I'm already dreading – they piss me off. I've already said this is going to be the most pain I've probably felt as a sports fan.
This?
If Tennessee loses. If the Titans don't get – the Super Bowl, I'll just be like, you know what, I'm happy to be there. Let's go out and try to win. If not, I'll be okay. I mean, I think ultimately I'll be devastated if we lose. But if Tennessee doesn't make the Super Bowl – the next loss is going to hurt more than any sports loss I've probably had since the Super Bowl when I was like 9 years old.
You just described it the way I've been trying to.
Yeah.
That's where my anxiousness comes from. Not because I'm scared to lose, just because I know that in the next month, I will either experience the most joy I've ever experienced in my life or some of the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. And that's scary.
I know that people are going to twist the knife into.
Oh, yeah.
I know people are going to text me. I know people are going to tweet me. I know people are praying for our downfall, Charlie. They say we've been too cocky. They're hurt from their teams. Mm. Cam over there, he's rooting against us. Don't let him fool you.
I'm actively rooting against y'all. Yeah.
See, but I can respect
you. I don't respect it.
I realized today that I still Titan in every forum muting on Twitter because people were trying to tag me and they're like Marvel video they made. And I was like, what is this tweet? But I can't see him. And I would click on it and be like, oh, that makes sense.
See, I respect you being open about it at least.
Yeah, I'll tell people all the time.
Stab me in the front, I guess, rather than the back. But
yeah, you'll see me coming.
Get Cam his tickets to the haters ball.
You can watch the Pro Bowl. There's, what, Falcon or two in there, right?
There's a few.
Terrell? The linebacker with all those tackles?
Mm-hmm. Long snapper. All pro, man.
Cam's got his just booth reserved at the player haters ball. That's where he's at. Hoping everyone's sad just like him.
They could have not taken my player away. That was a choice.
Enjoy the second round pick. You need it. We did you a favor. You need it.
Yeah. Jerk.
Yeah, just enjoy it.
We always miss on our second round pick.
Well, maybe you'll hit this time. Maybe you'll hit this time. New regime.
We'll trade it for another Hayden Hurst. Can we do that?
New regime.
Wait, I want Hayden Hurst.
I don't. Didn't you trade a first-round pick for him?
No, we traded a second.
Either way, it's still embarrassing.
I love Hayden Hurst. Hey.
Anyways, you got any other topics?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess we are doing that. All right, next up we have ice skating.
I've only gone ice skating a couple times. I didn't really like it. Maybe I just wasn't good enough at it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get fast. It hurt. Just didn't feel like good support. Now, maybe if you put me out on an actual pond up in Minnesota, and I'm out there just gliding around on the frozen pond, like maybe that would be fun.
That
maybe.
Was a terrible accent. That was so
good
bad. Accent.
No, that's a good one.
Minnesota.
Up there on the frozen pond, eh? And I'm up there, and I'm just skating around, and like, you know, that would be fun.
It's got a little scholarish.
I mean, I feel like it's where
you're
like,
it's not bad. It's
halfway
not bad.
Through the sentence, yeah, you definitely mixed in a little Nova Scotia.
I mean, Nova Scotia,
a little New York.
I feel like a lot of descendants
I'm walking here.
I feel like a lot of people from the Dakotas and from Minnesota probably come from Nova Scotia. I'd say they're a little bit connected.
Sorry.
Norwegians, the Norways.
Bud?
Is Norwegian from Norway? Either way, Vikings.
Yeah.
But, maybe I just couldn't skate fast enough, but give me some rollerblades any day of the week. Ooh. Give me some rollerblades if I'm going to go skate. Yeah.
Just give me tennis shoes and I'll run. Like,
run.
I don't want to wheel around on my feet.
Rollerblading just seems better because it's not also cold. Yeah. Like, when you're ice skating, it's also cold. And when you fall, it's cold. And you get wet. The one time I went ice skating, I got wet.
You poor thing.
Because you have to wear jeans because...
Oh, you poor thing.
Well, I mean, you have to wear jeans because it's cold outside, but then you're wet.
Yeah.
Ice skating, overrated. Very. I've actually never once in my life been ice skating because I'm kind of terrified.
You want to go? I'll hold your hand.
No, like I don't know why, but I'm convinced that I'm going to stab myself with my feet. I don't know how it doesn't happen more. I guess it's because
feet are pretty far away from, you know, most of
like when you
organs.
Fall, like you know, your feet go to your body. I guess, kind of.
Is that how you fall?
I don't know. Like in hockey, it blows my mind that people aren't just like stabbed in hockey more often than just that one random Florida Panther that got his neck sliced open.
Yeah.
So I feel like my feet are too wide too. Like I got wide feet, big feet. So the blade isn't wide enough. Like I feel like it wouldn't go well. I wouldn't balance well. But yeah, I am just legitimately terrified that I'm going to fall down and the ice skates are going to come up when I fall and slice me open. So I don't go ice skating. Overrated.
Well, if you ever want to go, let me know. I'll hold your hand around and we'll get you rocking and rolling.
You guys going on a date before your football game?
See, then if you fall, like if I make you fall, then that's just four sets of skates that can stab me to death instead of two.
All right, we'll just go roller skating then. That's fine. I'm cool with that too. All right. Next up we have the Buffalo Bills.
I don't know what to make of the Buffalo Bills. If you look right now, they're basically what? Are they even with the Titans in terms of odds to win the conference? I feel like they're pretty similar, right? At least they were before the game. Maybe the Bills have a little bit better of odds now. Check for me now. See where exactly where the odds are because I feel like they're putting them below the Chiefs, although that line's down to 1.5 now. People are taking the Bills. People are taking the Bills. People believe in them. To win the AFC right now, no, the Titans are +320. The Bills are +230. Chiefs +165.
Wow. I figured with us, I guess, having less of a coin flip game, that would just give us better odds.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're thinking that. Basically, they're projecting that either the Bills or the Chiefs will come into Nashville as basically 4.5, 5-point favorites.
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
They're overrated. They're not better than the Titans. Sorry.
I also say overrated. Well, we're just agreeing on all three of these today. But
I think we've done four, Charlie.
No, we've done three. Sports with people, ice skating, and now this.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I guess we weren't really long on that first one.
Yeah.
We got off like a weird sidetrack. But I think the Bills are overrated. People talk that defense way up. And it is a good defense, but you know, I still think there are linebackers could be better at taking on blocks, could be better as tacklers. You know, obviously that secondary lost Tre'Davious White and then hasn't been, you know, overly tested since that day. They will get that test this weekend. Really, since losing Tre'Davious White, the only good passing team they've played, no disrespect to your Falcons, Cam, but it was the Buccaneers, and they gave up 33 points and lost. So I think the Bills' defense is getting too much credit. And it's an offense that, you know, still had games where they looked a little shaky for a quarter and a half. So, yeah, I'll stick with overrated.
Okay. Next up we have...
That's good enough. We can end it. We're out of time.
Next up we have No More Time.
Underrated. I mean, the day is almost over. Last call on the other side. Last call here on the program. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cam, what do you got for us?
Okay, I have two articles I have to pick between. I got guy does this for girlfriend, leading to this. All right.
Did you guess it what you did to him, Charlie?
Guy does this for girlfriend, leading to this.
Yep.
Makes a sweater out of her hair, leads to breakup.
Okay.
Pretty good. I would say technically, I guess, breakup is part of it. Kind of. But so basically what happened here is, Mexican man donates kidney to girlfriend's mother, gets dumped a month later as she marries someone else.
Say that again.
Mexican man donates kidney to girlfriend's mother, gets dumped a month later as she marries someone else.
She married the guy already? After a month?
Yep. Well, no, like, when they broke up, I think they, that was her getting married was, like, as they broke up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, just a month after he gave his kidney.
I mean.
So, yeah. So, basically, he's kind of gone viral on, like, TikTok and stuff for kind of talking about this. But, yeah, he basically had this video going around now where he basically donated a kidney to her mother and she left me and got married a month later. He said he's doing fine, doesn't hold any grudges for some reason.
Well, I mean, that's what I was going to ask. Can you hold grudges if you're this guy? Do you feel lied to? Do you blame the person for lying to you? Is this not kind of like the ethical question of would you steal? No, I would never steal. Would you steal a loaf of bread if your family was starving? Well, yeah, I got to take care of my family. People would usually say that, like, you know, you bend the rules a little bit of society when it's life or death, when your kids are starving or your parents are dying and need a kidney. Would you lie to someone, Charlie, and make them think that you love them to trick them into giving your mother a kidney to keep them alive? I don't know, but maybe.
No, like, I don't even need to think about it. Yeah. Yeah, I would absolutely. I would catfish, lie, do anything to take advantage of someone else to get my mother a kidney if she needed a kidney and was going to die.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it that way until you framed it that way, and you completely changed my mind. I was going to say this guy should go get his kidney back.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact video in front of me, but I want to know how long he was dating her before this happened. I don't know if it was just somewhere okay, maybe they were kind of fizzling out in the first place, and then he did this, and then, you know, just natural progression later. I don't know. Or if it was a new girlfriend. And I need some more details. I may have to go find this video. But, yeah, he said that he doesn't hold any grudges against her. He's like, we're not friends, but I don't hate her. I wonder if he's still friends with the mom. I feel like, would you still be tight with the mom? I feel like you have to.
I mean, you guys are,
you're basically,
you share kidneys.
One with her. You're always inside her. It's just, it is what it is.
He will be inside of her mother until the day
she can't
dies.
Stop that. She literally can't stop that.
I mean, I would, maybe try to settle down with the mom. You obviously need a lover.
Just make that,
You did save her
natural
life.
Natural progression,
You did save
destiny.
Her life.
You think maybe,
I gave my kidney not for my love of your daughter, but because my love for you. That's what you hit her with, I guess.
Think, maybe she was dating dude that she married, and then he wouldn't give the mom the kidney. You know, maybe he wasn't the right blood type. She was just like, hey, let me go find someone desperate that I can trick, get the kidney, and then we'll just meet up, get married.
Maybe.
I mean, I feel like that's the route to go.
Yeah.
Although, again, I don't blame this woman for doing this.
I feel like
he's still doing a good deed. Technically, you can kind of feel good about.
Yeah.
Yourself,
the problem is though, if this guy does end up finding a lover and having kids, what if his kid or his lover needs a kidney and he would have been the match there, and he can't give him one because he gave it to some woman that broke his heart, her mom.
Oh, that sounds like a movie.
I wonder what the return policy is on kidneys.
I don't think there is one.
Like, can you get it back and give it to someone else?
I mean, I guess yes, but like, you'd probably have to like either cut it out yourself or like guilt the mom into doing it, but she's not going to do it because then she would die. So you can't ask for it back.
Hey, sorry, I gave it to the wrong person.
Yeah, also, like I know like a lot of people need kidneys and they're important, but aren't kidneys like one of the more readily available organs
well,
to
the thing
be donated?
Is the thing is you have two.
Yeah.
And you only have to have one to live.
Yeah, yeah. So like aren't you know, aren't kidneys like
yeah, you still have to find someone?
The thing is like most people aren't going to give them to strangers. Yeah.
And you
got
to
get them from people who die that are organ donors or like family members.
And the matches have to work out as far as like sometimes the body rejects the organ and stuff. Like
which
it
is,
has to get.
Oh, what
which
if,
is why
what
you
if,
which is why you kind of need them. Yeah. That's kind of why you need to have them for like your own family. Like again, if he has kids.
What if he would have just got like the organ would have got rejected and she broke up with him to marry someone else.
Rejected twice.
Double L's.
I just want to know if this woman knew what she was doing the whole time.
Yeah, if it was planned or
maybe they just fell out of love.
If so, props to her. Mm-hmm. I think you'd fall more in love if I gave your mom a kidney.
Like, you'll do anything for me. Wow, even save my mother. Like, wow.
There's a sucker born every day. Yep. Drives up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.